Oh, very much excited. You know, some new energy, new blood, some different speeds. And so far they are gelling very well together.
Can you talk about the linebackers and how, you know, slowly you've been adding the new talent last year, John, this year, Jamil, you know, the development of Spencer. Can you just talk about how they've grown as a unit?
Yeah, obviously John was a big part of us being able to turn around defensively last year because of his leadership, his communication skills. And then we found the same thing in Jamil McClain in that he has good leadership skills, very good communication. And Jim Herman will be able to tell you in the meeting room, those two guys are constantly talking to each other. And so on the field, they're doing a great job of communicating with each other. And so they have it's almost like a group chat all the time because they are football people talking football. And so that's refreshing. And Spencer's joined in. Devin's joined in. I mean, they're all as a group are working very good together and accomplishing what we need to accomplish from a communication standpoint.
Sounds like you have a lot of leaders developing on your side of the ball between John, Jamil, Antrell, and so on. I mean, is that a good thing? Have you ever had a situation like that where you've had that many leaders?
I think it's a very good thing. You know, the ones that will truly emerge, we'll find out in the fall, and I think that we have the guys that are stepping up and assuming some responsibility, and so we'll wait until the fall until we proclaim who are the true leaders, but it is refreshing, yes.
Does Beeson's uncertain status, does that make it difficult for you to your preparation?
No. We go, you know, we install, we go as we need to go, and we go with the intent that John will be ready when he's ready. And just him being in the meeting rooms, being there, hearing his voice is enough for us. So we proceed as follows.
When he's not playing, who will call the plays?
Jamil McClain.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Is his experience the reason why you sort of favor him in the middle? I mean, obviously, he was playing mostly on the strong side originally, or he was Will side, whatever you call it, Jamil.
Okay.
Is the experience the reason why you prefer him as the guy to fill in for John?
Well, he played there in Baltimore. You know, he made the calls in Baltimore. He did that in Baltimore. And then, you know, when we acquired him, with the thought that he and John could play beside each other. And if something did happen to John, that he would be a person of interest that could go in there and do that. So, yeah, I would say, you know, your assessment's correct.
Harry, you lost half of your starting defensive line to free agency. Can you just talk about that process of rebuilding it? I mean, I know you've got Hankins going to step in probably for Linval, and I'm not sure who you have in mind to step in for Justin, but can you just talk about that process, please?
Yeah. Coach Nunn's done a nice job in developing the acquired guys, such as Robert Ayers, okay? We're glad to have JPP back. He looks like he's in really good form. He was in a good frame of mind, and Coach Nunn will speak to you more about that. And Kiwi has been very solid for us. But I've been extremely impressed with Jonathan Hankins, Marcus Kuhn, who came back from the injury last year and played, you know, just a little bit last year. I've been extremely impressed with both those guys. They have, technique-wise, they have accomplished a lot in phase one, phase two, and phase three of the offseason program. And then just their knowledge of the game, I think they've done a really, really nice job. Obviously, we have Cullen Jenkins and Mike Patterson coming back. And so, again, I think the inside portion of our defensive line is a strong positive force, and then you know, we will continue to develop the outside portion of it.
We've talked to you in the past about having tools in the toolbox, and you've kind of smiled about when you got guys. Your depth and talent now at corner, do those tools allow you to do some different things this year than maybe you haven't done in the past couple of years?
I definitely think those tools allow us to do a lot more different things than we've done in the past. We will definitely find out, you know, in the fall camp, but I was very excited about what we were able to install, some of the things we were able to do, the information they retained and executed at a high level. It'll be fun. I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Because there's so much talk about all the changes offensively, scheme-wise, new system. In theory, you guys come back with a lot of the same schemes and philosophies as to what you want to do. But I get the sense that maybe you guys may be moving some things around at some point.
We came back with a lot of philosophies, some base philosophies. We'll let you see the schemes in the fall.
It's not, just to clear up, it's not as simple as, oh, well, here comes Perry's system and we're going to run the same exact things that we've seen. I mean, giving you different personnel packages, we may anticipate seeing some different things.
I like those new tools we've got.
when you look at what the Seattle Seahawks kind of did in the second year, I mean, is there kind of a philosophical shift in the NFL kind of building defenses from the back end instead of kind of starting with the pass rush and going out?
You know, when I look at Seattle, I thought that, you know, the back end and the front end was pretty good. I thought they had I thought they looked like the New York Giants in 07, 011. I thought they were a carbon copy of the New York Giants. So I just think that they had good personnel and they played good football and executed at a high level.
How important is JPP to your defense? I mean, he's really your only proven, you know, all Pro Bowl pass rusher kind of guy. Do you need him to be that guy again, or can he just? Or you think you could survive with the other guys around if he's just a good player instead of an All Pro or Pro Bowl player?
Well, I'm not telling you anything you don't know. JPP is an exceptional talent. Okay, when you have a person that has an exceptional talent on your football team, you want him to play at the highest level he can possibly play at. How important is that? You know, it's important for him to be the best he can be, which allows us to do more things and allows our team to be really good. So obviously, yes, we want him to stand out and be the person. But, you know, JPP is a guy that, you know, he thinks about team first. Okay, he works well within the team and our philosophy. And things that he does is we'd like for him just to return to JPP form.